faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Yes, fellows and girls, here is an important message for you. A message direct from our fighting Marines in the Solomon Islands, echoed by our blue jackets on the high seas, by the boys who wear our Army and Navy wings, our troops in Africa, our commandos in England. In fact, by every man in the American Armed Forces, no matter where he may be. And here's the message. We're going to win this war, they say. We're going to wipe Hitlerism and fascism off the face of this earth. We've taken on the job, and we're going to see it through, but we can't do it alone. We can't do it without the help of every boy and girl and every man and woman back home. Now, we know the one way we can help those boys fight this war to a victorious finish is to see that they get all the guns and tanks and ships and planes they need. But those things require a lot of money, and that's where you and I come in. We help our government to buy those war materials by lending them our money, by buying all the war stamps we possibly can. Why, right at this moment, there are American fighting men on the new front, and they're equipped with guns and tanks and protected by planes and ships that you helped to buy. That is, if you've been buying war-saving stamps regularly. So let's make a promise to ourselves right now. Let's promise to buy war-saving stamps as often as we can. Tell Mother and Dad about it. See if you can't get them to give you a dime a day for a war stamp, or even a dime every other day. And remember that every dime is important, because 10 cents will buy 5.45 caliber bullets to be used by our soldiers, sailors, and Marines. 5 dimes will buy enough fuel oil to take an American destroyer 1 full mile closer to its objective. And a dime a day from all the fellows and girls in the United States will buy enough fast pursuit planes to blast Hitler's Luftwaffe right out of the sky. So, start right now, won't you, to do your share to help win this war. And remember this slogan: every time that you've got a dime, buy a war-saving stamp.
And now, the adventures of Superman. In our last episode, you remember how editor Perry White of the Daily Planet telephoned Clark Kent and told him to come right down to the office. As Kent hung up the phone, we heard him say something about a forgotten world and prehistoric creatures. Well, to find out what it's all about, let's join Kent now as he reaches the office of editor White. Listen.
Hi, Chief.
Hello, Kent. Kent, I'm afraid I've gone and done it again. It's taken him years, but he's convinced me at last. He's a crackpot, an eccentric, an idiot in some ways, but he's convinced me.
Well, who's convinced you of what?
You've heard of Dr. Leander Cameron, haven't you?
Yes. What about him?
And you've heard about his theories of the lost continent of Atlantis, that he believes still exists somewhere at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Chief, you haven't.
Yes. Yes, Kent, I have.
Oh, no, Chief.
Now, Kent, I...
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Lois. Good to see you again.
That's right. You have been a stranger. Good work on that scoop, Clark.
Nice.
Who helped you?
No one. I did it all with my little typewriter.
Will you two stop fencing with each other? We've got serious things to think of.
Serious? Lois, our good friend, editor Perry White of the Daily Planet, has gone and done it again.
What do you mean?
You tell her, Chief.
I can.
Well, Lois, Dr. Leander Cameron, the celebrated ichthyologist and deep sea diver.
You mean celebrated crackpot, you mean.
Now, Lois, I resent that.
All right, all right. Who? What about Dr. Cameron?
Well, you know, he's been after me for years to finance an undersea expedition to find the lost continent of Atlantis.
Yes?
Well, I...
Mr. White, you didn't.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
Now, don't you start. His arguments are perfectly logical.
Can I come in?
May I come in?
May I come in?
Come in, Jim. All right.
Something wrong, Mr. White?
What do you mean?
Well, that look on your face. You look kind of...
Yes, out with it, out with it.
Well, you look kind of silly.
What did you say?
He feels kind of silly, Jim. You see, he's just decided to finance another expedition.
Oh, gee, that sounds swell.
An expedition to find the lost continent of Atlantis.
Well, gee...
An expedition to be headed by Dr. Leander Cameron.
Oh, no.
What? Well,
What have you got to say about it, you office boy?
Sir, I'm a reporter now.
What?
He is, Chief, he is. In a sense, at any rate. You remember I tried to trick the Jap saboteurs into believing they had the wrong formula? Well, Jim was the one who phoned in that story, and he did a swell job on it, too. Well,
thanks, Mr. Kent.
Yes, he did do a good job. Matter of fact, I'm going to try him out on the story today.
You are, you are.
Yes, Jim, and a very important job, too. If you succeed at it, well, there's no telling what heights you may reach as a reporter.
Oh, gosh. Well, what's the story?
Well, the Tiny Tots Kindergarten are forming a club to be called the Don't Kick Grandmother When She's Down Club. Oh. You can cover it.
Well, gee, say, is this a gag?
Yes, it's a gag. And it's meant to give you a rough idea of what I think of you as a reporter.
Now, wait a minute, Chief. Wait a minute. After the job Jimmy's done, I don't think...
You're not paid to think about anything about your job. Yes, what is it? Huh? What? Oh, send him in. Well, he's here.
Who's here?
Dr. Cameron. Now, get this straight. Get this straight, all of you. I have promised to finance this expedition of his, and I'm not such a fool as I look.
Well,
you all think it's silly. Well, so will everyone else. And they'll follow the story in the Daily Planet just for laughs, if nothing more.
Hey, you've got something there.
Well, thanks. And if Dr. Cameron turns out to be correct...
He won't.
Don't be too sure.
Dr. Leander Cameron, sir.
Leander, come in.
My dear friend. I think I must have fallen.
I think you must have collapsed.
No, I fell. My butterfly net caught on the knob of the door.
Wow, just look at that pile of junk.
Well, Leander, I really don't know why you carry all that paraphernalia with you. What in the world do you need with a fire extinguisher?
Here, let me help you pick this stuff up.
Oh, thank you, sir. Laugh if you will, Perry, but my motto, like that of the Boy Scouts of America, is be prepared. Should there occur an unexpected fire, I'm ready for it. In this knapsack hanging over my left shoulder, I carry a kit of tools, wrenches, hammers, screwdrivers, etc. You never know when something may need fixing in a hurry. In this knapsack over my right shoulder, I carry medicines, aspirin, Ipecac, quinine, etc. Who knows but that some loved one may fall sick.
Yes, but why the pots and pans and cooking utensils?
Those I carry to keep myself fit for the trail. My work, as you must know, has led me into many strange parts of the world, places where stamina, the strength to carry on under great loads, is vital. Be prepared. That's my motto. There's nothing you could ask for that I do not carry on the person.
How about an ice cream soda, Doctor?
Jimmy.
Why not? I believe I have a small bottle of carbonated water somewhere, and I'm certainly capable of whipping together some ice cream with the chemicals I carry. What flavor?
Are you kidding? Gosh, I didn't think it could be done.
It can and shall be done. And while I'm concocting a delicious effervescent drink for the young man, perhaps, Perry, we can get down to the business at hand.
Huh? What? Oh, yes. Why not?
Mr. Kent and Miss Lane are to go along on the expedition?
They are.
Excellent. No doubt they've already informed you it is this silly venture.
Well, yes, they have.
Well, now, really, Dr. Cameron, the idea of a lost continent existing at the bottom of the Atlantic... A world filled with mammoth fish, sea serpents, and what have you. Well, it is just fantastic.
To the untutored, unscientific mind such as your own, yes, but not to mine. Shall we make it a vanilla soda, Jimmy? I find I have some vanilla beans in the pack.
Yeah, sure.
What did I do with that folding cup? Oh, yes, here it is. Mr. Kent? Miss Lane, what do you know of the lost continent of Atlantis?
Very little, Doctor, except that it's a huge continent that once existed but is now at the bottom of the sea.
Then let me explain it to you. Atlantis is a so-called legendary island that was situated in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Atlantis had been a powerful kingdom 9,000 years before the birth of Solon. It is believed, or was believed, I should say, that due to sudden and catastrophic natural causes, the island one day sank into the sea, disappearing from view for the rest of time, until the present day.
Gee, that's interesting.
I will not enter into the various scientific undersea explorations that have led me to believe that the continent of Atlantis actually exists, for you would never understand them. But it does. Of that I'm sure. And I want a chance to prove it. Not, mind you, for any gain that may accrue to myself, but for the sake of a wondrous idea that I have conceived that will change our modern conception of undersea warfare.
Undersea warfare? What do you mean?
Mr. Kent, think what it would mean to have a base at the bottom of the ocean for submarines.
What?
The plan may sound fantastic at first, but I've planned everything very carefully. Hundreds of submarines could be based there, serviced and refueled, and kept in perfect operating condition.
Let me see.
Oh, yes, vanilla flavoring. Yes. Now, Well, then, let me see. Oh, yes. I propose, then, with the aid of Perry's money, to find this sunken continent.
Yes, all right. Now, just a minute, Doctor. Just a minute. How will you do it? After all, we are at war now, you know.
Yes.
The Atlantic is a sort of, shall we say, no man's land.
No man's land.
Yes, no man's land. Now, will we be permitted to take an expedition out into it? And suppose we do. This lost continent of Atlantis must lie at such a terrific depth that you'd never be able to reach it.
I will answer your questions one at a time. First, it is exactly because we are at war, exactly because the submarine base of which I speak would be so helpful, that we shall have no difficulty in securing permission to take an expedition into the Atlantic. In fact, I have already secured the necessary permission.
Uh-huh.
As to the depth to which this lost continent lies, that too I've taken care of. Oh, let me see. Where is that carbonated water? Oh, here it is.
Gosh, looks just like a vanilla ice cream soda.
Looks like a vanilla ice cream soda? It is a vanilla soda. I have, of course, used dry ice for freezing the ice cream. Oh, here, my boy, see if it's to your taste.
Oh, thanks. Hey, it's swell. Well, wonders never cease.
Tell me, Dr. Cameron, how do you expect to overcome the obstacle of depth? How will you manage to get down that deep into the Atlantic?
A simple matter.
Simple.
Dr. Leander Cameron's multi-depth submarine and bathysphere will take care of that.
What?
My multi-depth submarine and bathysphere. It's anchored in the harbor now. Would you care to see it? We can get down there in 15 minutes by taxi.
Well, what do you say? Shall we go down and see it?
Oh, sure, you bet.
All right, then I'll get my coat.
Well, what about it, Kent? Cole and Dr. Cameron on his undersea expedition, huh?
What? You have the nerve to go, Clark. I guess I have. Too exciting to miss.
Yeah.
Dr. Cameron may be right, and to think of seeing with my own eyes a continent that existed over 9,000 years ago. Why, it's just wonderful. An undersea expedition. It's thrilling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. And I'm game to try it.
Right.
Then I take it, Perry, we can consider the matter closed.
Yes, Doctor. Yes, you can.
We shall all leave in a day or two in my multi-depth submarine and bathysphere in search of the lost continent of Atlantis.
Well, this does sound exciting, doesn't it? Think of going in search of a lost continent that lies at the bottom of the ocean. And think of going on such a trip with such a strange character as Dr. Leander Cameron. Looks like there are plenty of thrills in store for us, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman. Fellas and girls, don't ever get the idea there's nothing you can do to help win this war. Of course, we can't all be members of Uncle Sam's armed forces because some of us are too young or too old. But that doesn't mean we can't get into this fight, no, sir. Because there is one big important thing we can do. We've got to see that our fighters are supplied with all the bullets and guns and tanks and ships and planes they need to wipe Hitlerism and fascism off the face of the earth. How? Simply by buying all the war-saving stamps and bonds we possibly can. Because every time we buy a war-saving stamp or bond, we lend our government money with which to finance our fight. So remember, talk with Mother and Dad tonight about giving you an extra dime every day or every other day for war-saving stamps. Talk about it with all your friends. Get them to make a pledge with you to buy war-saving stamps regularly.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lotha and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine. This is Mutual.